Two Dutch nationals charged with grievous bodily harm over an attack on a Czech waiter last weekend have been remanded in custody in Prague. Three others were given 8-month suspended sentences and expelled from the Czech Republic for 5 years. The waiter, who had to undergo emergency surgery meanwhile, is out of danger but still in serious condition. Jan Wellinger has more.
The incident, captured from numerous angles by security cameras, shocked many in the Czech Republic, showing a group of men brutally assaulting a waiter near Prague's Quadrio Centre. Clips showed the man on the ground being repeatedly punched in the head and kicked in the side, and he ended up with bleeding in his brain and had to undergo emergency surgery. The group suspected of the attack arrived in Prague last Friday, then disappeared a day after the incident, checking out early from their hotel, before they were identified at a restaurant at the airport by someone who had seen the story in the media. Of the group of seven, two were released, three received suspended sentences, and two, suspected of having played larger roles in the attack, being remanded in custody. If found guilty, each potentially faces up to 10 years behind bars. But both could still file a complaint that they are being held as they face trial. State prosecutor Jan Lelek, however, said that both of the men in custody had expressed regret over the incident, and he added the following.
At the same time, both have offered financial help to the victim.
The injured man is now out of immediate danger, but he will require at least one more operation before recovery can fully begin. Filip Broš is the spokesman for Prague's General Teaching Hospital.
He will have to undergo an additional operation. He was very badly injured to his face.
On Thursday, the injured man thanked the police, the public and the media for their role on behalf of himself and his family. And the incident last Saturday began when the waiter had tried to prevent the group from drinking their own alcohol in the premises, allegedly, of the Garden restaurant, making the mistake of then pursuing the group outside the vicinity. Local media reported that members of the group were all sportsmen involved in boxing or other fighting arts or other sports. And one witness told news site Idnes it had been clear from the get-go they had been spoiling for a fight.